And we are taking some time here to highlight Teacher Appreciation Week on KORNradio.com. And we are talking with first and second grade teacher at Dakota Christian, Jody Van Zee. Hello there, Jody.
Good morning.
Thanks for the time. Let's, first of all, how did things kind of go this year for Dakota Christian, coming off, of course, last spring, everything being shut down? So how did things start up in the fall, and how have you guys been able to progress here this school year?
Okay, we have had a great year. We're just so thankful that we've been in person every day, so that is something that we're very thankful for. There were some changes made, but everybody really dealt with them well, and we were here every day, so we're thankful for that.
As far as those adjustments that had to be made last spring when everything was closed down, did a lot of different things on virtual platforms, I'm guessing. And how did teachers kind of evolve, and did they, you know, kind of work that into how they conduct things now this new school year?
Right. At the beginning of this school year, we did a lot of assessing because we weren't sure exactly where the kids would come in as far as virtual learning, since we didn't see them for a whole quarter. So we were pleasantly surprised with where our kids were at. So that was a great way to start the year. So after we did the assessing, we just kind of jumped in and met them where they were at and started going. But now, they're all doing great and, really, really on where they have to be. So that's a good thing.
Some of the things that I've heard back too from educators is that, you know what, the kids, you may get that impression that they don't want to be in the building and things like that, but that has changed now maybe this year. You see more students being enthused about coming to school each and every day. Is that just true down there at Dakota Christian too?
Absolutely. I think that they see it more as a blessing now than as a punishment to have to be here every day. And I think they decided that it probably wasn't as much fun to do school at home as what they all had anticipated it was going to be.
Again, we're talking with Jody Van Zee. She's a first, second grade teacher at Dakota Christian. How about the administrative staff and support staff at Dakota Christian? How did they change things up on how they proceed with their daily activities?
I would say we tried to keep things as consistent as we could. Some of the changes that we made this year was we did take everybody's temperature as they walked in the door, just to try and, catch any early symptoms that might have occurred. The staff and the administration, they did great supporting the teachers. We all did supporting each other. If they were close contacts, they did have to wear masks, but otherwise we didn't require masks here. And we really had a pretty low amount of kids affected, so that was a blessing.
Well, with everything, going, in a right direction, everything for spring activities, were you guys able to get all those things in as kind of the quote-unquote normal now this year?
Yes. We're in track season. Golf season started, and trap. So all the activities are running in full swing.
Well, that's good to hear. Jody Van Zee, first and second grade teacher at Dakota Christian. Again, thanks for your time. And again, appreciate everything that you as teachers and administration do for education. And thanks for your time again here during Teacher Appreciation Week.
Thank you.